So antibiotics are very important, but not too long ago, we were in a world before antibiotics were widely used. This picture here is of Calvin Coolidge's son, Calvin Coolidge Jr., who was in 1924 playing tennis on the White House lawn and developed a relatively minor cut on his hand that turned into an infection. That infection, over the course of the next 4 days, led to his death. So even just about 100 years ago, people who were the sons of world leaders that had access to top medical care were still in very life or death situations from bacterial infections. Now, this is an ad from Listerine from 1930. Basically, just minor cuts that men were facing with their razor blades could end them in the hospital or even death. So one of the major primary uses for Listerine in the early days in the 1930s was to guard against these bacterial infections. And penicillin that I mentioned before, it's credited with, in part, the reason why the Allied troops in World War II were able to get an advantage on the battlefield. So battlefield injuries were not as much of a problem for the US and UK forces because we had access to penicillin that was getting our soldiers out from underneath the infectious disease that they could pick up in the battlefield. So how do we use antibiotics? Typically, we're using them to treat infections in humans, in us, that are caused by either bacteria or fungi. And in parallel, though, I think something that isn't as well noticed is that antibiotics are the reason why we're able to have so many other breakthroughs across medicine. So when you're getting treatments for cancer, or you undergo an organ transplantation, or surgeries, or even relatively routine things like dental cleanings, antibiotics enable us to be able to not worry about infections. So they're very, very important. Aside from human health, they're also very important in agriculture. And so crop and livestock, bacterial and fungal diseases are combated with antibiotics the same way that we combat diseases in humans. But we also use them as prophylactics, so to prevent infectious disease from even occurring within our food. Different countries have different regulations on this. But I think what's very telling is that in the United States, at least, 80% of the antibiotics that are sold go directly to agriculture. So even though we think of these as very human-centric medicinal molecules, we're using them across the food chain. So how do they work? They work, like I mentioned before, by disrupting key cellular processes that the bacteria are needing to survive. This could be interacting with the cell wall, the things that biosynthesize the cell wall and build it as they're replicating. They interfere with those. They can interfere with the membranes, how they make proteins, different types of key metabolic pathways, and how they reproduce and copy their genetic information. And so again, kind of think of this as a lock and key mechanism. Different bacteria are going to have different strategies to live their lives and be fit in their environment. And so antibiotics that are active against one bacterium may not be active against another. So different tools for different jobs.